It's Saturday, August 31st, 2013. We normally broadcast live from Santa Cruz on the Central Coast of California on KOSP Public Radio 88.9 and KOSP.org.
And in fact, we're in those studios right now.
Not actually in the air room, because in the air room we have an announcement from the president being covered by NPR about the Syrian conflict and weather and what's going on. We don't actually know right now, but
Everybody
that listens to this podcast will know by then. So we're being preempted. GeekSpeak's not going to happen today. But I did want to mention that GeekSpeak, we have tons of content up on the site if you want to.
We prepared a show, and rather than actually spell it out for you audially, you can just go to geekspeak.org and investigate the stories for yourself.
I thought we would just run through really quick. I'm Lyle Troxell. I'm the early host. This is Bonnie Jean Primp. She's a mediator and broadcaster.
Right.
And I normally just go through the stories in more detail, but why don't you cover that first one?
Well, we'll just list them to entice you to go to our website, geekspeak.org. So one very exciting development is that Omni is rebooting that magazine, that sort of sci-fi and science magazine. Was it from the 70s?
They're beautiful pictures.
So gorgeous.
I had a few of those magazines, and I just looked them over and over again.
Yeah, no, they were a favorite in my household. Anyway, it's back, and you'll be able to read more about that.
And Greenland, a really interesting study happened, led by Jonathan Bamber. He's from the University of Bristol. And he collected a whole bunch of decades of radar imagery from a whole bunch of organizations about Greenland. And using that radar data, found that under Greenland's ice, this giant cap of ice on Greenland, like a mile thick, there's a chasm that's comparable to the Grand Canyon. It's longer, about twice as long as the Grand Canyon, but shorter than the Grand Canyon, less depth. It's only about a mile. Half of the Grand Canyon's mile. That's right. In any case, really interesting. There's some pictures of that as well.
Yeah. So, it turns out we may have actually come from Mars.
Now, I heard about this. I mean, this theory's been around for a long time. The idea of the early Earth, there was a whole, and this gets mixed up with the whole moon separating from the Earth that used to be one body got split up.
Yeah, and I realize really, I don't actually know what the detail is of why this is news in the last week.
The reason it's news in the last week is that Professor Stephen Brenner of the Westheimer Institute of Science and Technology in Gainesville, U.S., he reported recently in Florence, Italy at a conference that it looks like there's a lot more details about how RNA, DNA, and proteins, the basic building blocks, come from that primordial soup, how the structures would form. And he was saying that actually you would actually need some what they call templating atoms made of different types of crystals. And most of those crystals, boron is one of them that you needed, are based off of, exist in environments that have a lot of oxygen. And early Earth, prior to life, did not have a lot of oxygen, but Mars did. Oh. So the idea being that the structures that would allow, that would allow RNA to be built would have to exist probably more likely on Mars than on Earth. That's basically the story.
Well, there was a full segment. We really are star stuff. Okay.
All right. So Project Drive-In. You want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah. Well, drive-ins are suffering, as we all know. I mean, they have been anyway. But also, now that everything's switching over to digital projectors, a lot of drive-ins are, frankly, ousgrade, as we say in Pig Latin. And it takes, you know, thousands of dollars to buy new projectors that would fit on the big screens of the drive-ins.
Right.
So there's sort of
and
like
this
a,
is basically because next year, no more cellulose. You can't get new films. Middle of months. Can't get new film.
Yeah.
So the thing is, there's a lot of old film. Why not just have drive-ins have great old film? I mean, we have
they become the rep houses.
There's more films available to watch on cellulose than you could ever watch in your entire life. So why not? But I agree that it's kind of cool I feel sad that we lost our money.
But anyway, so there's this Project Drive-In, and it's a sponsored corporate project.
ProjectDriveIn.com. Yeah, it's sponsored by Honda. And that was actually what we were going to talk about more in detail, but we won't go into that. All right. And then human brain to brain, more control of that over the internet.
This is the one that officially freaks me out, this story.
All right, go ahead.
Well, okay, so an experiment happened where a dude with a special cap on his head, I'm using the scientific terms here, was watching a video game and sort of tracking like when he had to hit a particular key to make something happen in the game.
Yeah, it was like a missile launch, that where you block missiles from being hit.
Right, it had to happen at a certain time. And so as he was intently watching that on his screen,
he had an EEG on his head that went into a computer that read his brain.
Right.
Okay.
And so that was connected to a dude halfway, it was like across campus. This was
through the internets is what they said.
Through the internets. It was across campus and hooked up from the internet to an EEG on his own head.
Yeah. His was called a brain stimulation using TMS. And I'm not sure what that is. I'm not going to look it up. Anyway, but what the output of that was that the guy that was actually pushing the button did not see the video game at all.
Yeah.
And his button was moving involuntarily, controlled by someone across campus.
So basically he had the sensation of, you know, having an involuntary finger twitch and...
And winning the game.
And, yeah, and being compelled to do a thing that someone else made him do.
Okay, now all this stuff we're suggesting you go to geekspeak.org. And also, you know, like us and follow us on Twitter and Facebooks and all that stuff and Google. We're still doing the kind of a keeping track. Facebook's way winning. So if you're on Twitter or Google Plus, you've got to go and hit us up. Say hi, whatever.
Don't let them win.
Don't let them win. you know, the other thing we could actually mention is that, well, we mention it all the time. You want to do it?
Yeah, well, you know, we do recommend that you check out the Seventh Avenue Project with KUSP's Robert Pauly. It airs every Sunday at noon. Of course, you can catch it whenever you want online. This week, the theory that changed the universe, Einstein's theory of general relativity, revolutionized our understanding of space, time, gravity, and the entire cosmos. It's so radical that nearly a century after its discovery, people are still having a hard time accepting it. And so on this edition of the Seventh Avenue Project, you'll hear a beginner's guide to general relativity with physicist Anthony Aguirre and KUSP's Robert Pauly. It's going to be another fine show.
And you can get to that, of course, all these episodes are up at the talk section of KUSP.org. Mm-hmm. Okay, Walking Shark. This is a great video of the shark that the new species found that has it's using its flippers to walk on the bottom of the seafloor.
It's like he has prehensile flippers.
And I started.
Prehensile's wrong, but anyway, yeah, he's using them as scooterators.
Yeah, scooterators. That's the right word, Bonnie.
Also, I just wanted to show you there's this great Twitter feed of just things cut in half.
It's pictures.
Pictures of things that are cut in half, and it's very amusing.
And it's half pics.
Pics.
P-I-C.
Anyway, well, all those links are at geekspeak.org.
Right.
You can check it out. It'd be as if you heard an entire show.
That's right.
We've just saved you all kinds of time.
This has been Geekspeak for August 31st, 2013. I'm Lyle Troxell. Geekspeak is a registered service mark of David Lawrence. He's used with permission in the air room with me, or actually in the Studio T at the station, the sub-air room on my laptop. Recording today is Bonnie Jean Primsch. Bonnie, thank you for doing that with me.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go brunch.
Let's do brunch. Should we next week do Geekspeak like a full episode live?
That sounds good.
It's a plan. Let's
All right, let's do it.
Yes. See you then.